Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It finally happened last night.
Yay. I really didn't think I was going to see the end. It was starting to get grim for me.
I remember at the beginning of the season, Annie was all in. Mm-hmm. Here we are at the end of the season. She's like, I cannot stay up this late anymore. Let's find out what Annie thinks about the finale of The Bachelor.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know, don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
I am kind of sad that that jingle is being retired until next season.
Honey, the Bachelorette will be here before you know it.
This nonsense is finally over. Can I get a heck yeah?
Heck yeah!
Except for, of course, when the Bachelorette comes and the Bachelor in Paradise, and you know I'm back in. So the episode kicks off with Chris Harrison going straight for the jugular, saying, will Colton find love with Cassie, or will he be a virgin forever? And he looks directly at the camera. No, Chris, it's fine. A guy didn't just get his heart broken on national television by the one girl he loves. Kick him while he's down. Ruthless. So I'm a pretty loyal person. Ride or die, if you will. But Cassie is really grinding my gears. And if you guys don't know, I picked Cassie to win from day
one. From the beginning, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Colton goes and gets his girl, shows up to her room in Portugal, knocks on the door, whole nine yards, and she's still hitting him with a ton of, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. He takes her to Spain to meet his family, and they are not convinced. I mean, my parents wouldn't be cool if I was like, hey, I'm head over and heels in love with this guy, and he was basically like, yeah, we're just good pals. So Cassie tells Colton's dad she didn't know if she was in love with him while Colton is planning their kids' names.
I want him to have, like, be with someone who's insanely in love with him. I love him and I care about him so much, but I'm hoping for clarity to, like, figure out if this truly is going to work.
So that sounds good.
Clarity's a good girl's name.
So it's Charity.
Now, I'm a big crier. I've cried at episodes of Jersey Shore, but there is nothing that gets the waterworks going than dad's crying, and Colty Baby's dad is no exception.
It doesn't worry me. It just, I know how you are when you're in love. I've seen it, and it was amazing. And seeing you hurt after that hurt bad. Especially feeling like I was helpless. I didn't know what to do, because we'd never been through that. And I didn't know what to do for you, other than just be there and let you get through it.
Shout out to Allie Raisman, by the way. And then it all changed. Cassie and Colton had their last date, and being the terrible people that batchy producers are, they had them rappel off a cliff. So they were going off a cliff, going over a cliff. I would do anything for you, literally and figuratively. You're better than that, Chris Harrison. After the harnesses give them some mean wedgies, the nighttime portion was flawless. They may have stayed in the fantasy suite together.
Oh, may have?
And I heard rumors.
And now, my friends, Chris Harrison finally brings them out to the live audience as a couple for the first time and asks them to DTR.
Where is your relationship right now? How does this stand?
We're in love.
Yeah, we're super in love.
Are you?
I totally got lipstick on you.
are you planning on getting engaged?
It's definitely something we've talked about.
What's holding you back?
I mean, nothing's holding me back right now.
I don't love him.
And I think the fact that we've known each other for 3 weeks is holding me back,
so
Chris.
It's 6 weeks, okay?
Annie, how much time went from the last episode till today in terms of taping? Like, how long have they been a couple outside of this particular...
Oh, forever.
A year, at least. Okay. So then Chris asks the hard-hitting question that everybody wants to know.
Did you lose your virginity?
I will say, heading into the fantasy suite, I wasn't thinking about anything other than fighting for our relationship, and... I know I've been very open and candid about my virginity, but since there are two of us now in this relationship, it's something that we're going to keep to ourselves.
I'll take that as a yes.
Just rude, rude, rude.
faulty, baby.
That
you?
Is so rude.
He made it part of the narrative the entire season. You can't leave it.
The producers.
No.
He said, I've been very transparent about it.
Well, yes, but they keep asking him.
He made it part of the narrative. That's him.
Culty baby, you are a class act, and I might just have to start, liking nice boys.
Annie Dow.
To send them off, Chris Harrison brings out a world famous band. Wait for it. Air Supply.
What?
I have one question. Who in the hell is Air Supply?
They're all out of love, Annie. They're so lost without you.
Everyone in the audience was like,
sweetheart, they've been in one of your teen movies. I can be sure of that.
They're Australia's finest.
I'm so glad it's over. I gotta tell you guys, now I got eye bags and a twitch, so.
Oh my God, this is the longest intro ever.
I'm lying alone.
I think they played this one.
On the phone. Thinking of you till it hurts.
Millennials.
So how did you do in your How did you do in the Bachelor Fantasy?
I didn't win.
How's that? You called Cassie.
I think other people guessed her. So if you guys want to if you want to Venmo me for my hardships.
When does the Bachelorette start?
Oh, hopefully soon, because I need to be all in on something new.
Is it real?
Everybody!
Love? I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without Colty. I know you were right. Believing for so long.
He's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Penny's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know, don't get her started on Supermarket Joe. Penny's obsessed.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.